That again, ladies and gentlemen, is the piano artistry of Bob Mamet from his CD London House Blues. I have now read over the last month three of the books by my guest, Michelle Cox. Michelle, that's pretty good for me, isn't it?
It is, for sure.
You are so intriguing to me. You're a fine writer. You're a fine writer. And I guess that I've read three of what will soon be the five books in the Henrietta and Clive Howard series. Is that right? Is the fifth book soon to be published?
Yeah, the fifth will be out April 2020. So that seems soon to me.
Yeah, I'm sure it does for a writer. You said this, and I'm very intrigued by something you said. You said, when I finally decided to try writing, the creativity within me, that divine essence, finally found its true home. I'm happiest when I'm creating, and I hope I can keep writing for a long time. I think you will keep writing for a long time, but what was it? Tell me about your background. How did you start writing? What were you doing that brought you to writing?
That's a good question. I was always I was a good writer in school and college, but I never really considered writing a novel because I didn't think I was a good enough writer.
Yeah.
And I think
as you know, there's a vast difference between wow, you got an A on this paper and sitting down, I think from what I know of you and having read you, I think you take the writing of novels very seriously, but you also understand it's not easy.
Correct. Yeah, it's really not. And I think I have a very classic style. That's because I mostly just read only the classics until about age 40 when my third kid was born.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't really read, I shouldn't really probably say this, but I haven't really read a lot of contemporary fiction. So I never thought that, you know, I could compare to Dickens or Austen or any of these, so I didn't even try.
Sure.
But yeah, it's harder than you think. But really, to be honest, the writing itself is the part where you just sort of referenced where the joy comes from. Well, it's the marketing and the promoting that's a little bit harder.
Well, you're also very, very good at that. I could not be more impressed by your website. Seriously,
the website is
michellecoxauthor.com. I also want to talk about Novel Notes of Local Lore, which just fascinates me. But so what is it you're doing? You have three kids, and what is it you're doing professionally that eventually gets you to sit down and tackle the arduous task of writing a novel?
I started it out just as a personal challenge to see if that I could actually sit in a chair long enough and type long enough to actually produce a novel. And I'm just a very disciplined person. Before I started this whole writing, journey, I was a stay-at-home mom. So, but I'm a very type A person. So I thought about this, not the story necessarily, but I thought about whether I could do this for a couple of years.
Wow.
Because once I say that I'm going to do it, then I'm going to do it. So I wanted to make sure that I felt like I had what it took to write a book.
Well,
and
had the discipline to do it, in essence, right? And you were waiting, I suppose, for the once you learn that you have the discipline, which I think is, a huge part of one's ability to write anything of length, then you come upon this story that it's historical fiction. You obviously are drawn to the 1920s, 1930s in Chicago. What's the seed of that attraction?
It's it's because before I got married and had kids, I worked in a nursing home on the Northwest Side, and I heard so many amazing stories, which is the basis for the Novel Notes blog that you mentioned. Yeah, and so the whole idea behind the series was based on a woman that I actually met in home. And she had this amazing life in the 30s in Chicago, and she told me all these stories. And so, you know, 20 years later, when I was sitting down to write a novel, I thought, you know what, I'm going to pull from this woman's story. And that was the birth of Henrietta.
Wow. But you've also done, I mean, you obviously have done some serious research of the time and period, which is
sure
undeniably a fascinating time and period. One that I've researched for nonfiction work over the years. So that was kind of the catalyst, is memories of this woman who followed you around the nursing home telling you stories of a time that you didn't know about, and then exploring that time. You know, in many ways, I know your novels, there are mysteries and you know, but there's a real interesting, I have found, having read three of the four published books, and I'll read the fourth and then the fifth when it's published. There's a real interesting, I think, love story between Henrietta and Clive Howard. They're from vastly different backgrounds, are they not?
Correct, yes.
Describe them.
Well, Henrietta is the oldest of eight kids, and her father kills himself during the Depression, because of the Depression.
Sure.
And so she is the one who has to, you know, go out and make money for the family. Her mother's chronically depressed. So you have this real spunky sort of woman, again, based on a real person who was, you know, doing all these strange jobs in Chicago to try to make it. And then you have Inspector Howard, who is the sort of aloof cop that shows up on the scene when there's a murder in the first book. Mm-hmm. And he has his own sort of secret. So he was, you know, in the First World War, he has a lot of trauma from that. And he has sort of escaped into being a detective in Chicago as a way to sort of deal with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But he hasn't revealed to her that he is actually from a very privileged background.
It's like Downton Abbey kind of background.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
and she was not expecting that.
Well, I just find
reverse Cinderella.
You know, you've done a remarkable job, especially carrying them through all three books. Did you know that when you finished Michelle Cox, when you finished that first book, there must have been some kind of joy that you felt? But it's a long way, as you know, from finishing a book to seeing it in a bookstore, is there not?
Yes,
What was that road like for you?
It was tricky. I actually wrote a different novel before the series,
yeah,
and that was the one that I tried to get published. And so I ended up, I heard about hybrid publishing, which is sort of a cross between, sort of lives in the middle between traditional and self. And this seemed like a perfect sort of vehicle for me. And it's been a fantastic relationship. It's been a wonderful experience.
I've
learned so much about publishing.
And it's resulted in awards. And you are very good at marketing, too, which I think is an essential part. You know, J.D. Salinger wouldn't have liked it, but it's an essential part of publishing these days. We have to take a quick break, Michelle, but we'll come back and continue on. We're talking to Michelle Cox, that's MICHELLECOX, author.com, where you can buy her books and you can read more about her. And I have to talk about this novel, Notes of Local Lore, with you, Michelle. We'll be back in a couple minutes. The four so far books in the Henrietta and Inspector Howard series by Michelle Cox, I am through three of them. And in the third one, we were talking about the relationship between these two very fascinating and artfully drawn characters. They get married in the third book. I'm not giving anything away, but it's quite spectacular. Michelle, one day I want to have you come in here so we can have a nice hour-long conversation. This half hour is just meant to introduce you to the listeners. Do you have a couple events coming up, or is this an old thing? Are you going to be in Galena?
I am, yes. I'm going to bring Galena on Tuesday at the library.
Yeah, Galena's a lovely, lovely town. Yeah, Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the library. I told you, I got to devote some time to this. That's why you come in here and we'll talk for an hour. Novel Notes of Local Lore is a weekly, and you're really solid on the weekly part. It's a blog on Michelle's website dedicated to, what do you want to call them, obscure, incredibly obscure Chicago figures. What is the seed of that? You know, I got to tell you something. Having read maybe a dozen or two, there's a collection there, I think. There is something there. Do you think so, too?
Yeah, I do. But they're just amazing stories.
Tell me the seed of that.
Well, again, I mean, they came from the nursing home where I worked. Mm. And I often tell, if I'm talking to groups of writers, that if you're ever short of ideas, just go sit in a nursing home for a couple of weeks.
Wow, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Because you'll have more stories than you could ever use. And these are, you know, these people lived through such an amazing time in Chicago, mm-hmm. and they're from all different countries, all different, you know, walks of life, and what they went through, what they experienced. I mean, you can't make this up.
Exactly. No, I think you're right. So do you research some of these characters and try to write kind of biographies of them all, right?
Yeah, I mean, they were either from interviews that I did with the actual person or with their immediate family members, yeah. Anybody that I could get. And I was working as a social in social service, and I would sit with these people when they came in, and which wasn't really part of my job description, but I just found them so fascinating. I was supposed to write a paragraph about them.
Yeah.
And I would sit with them for probably a week or two and get as much information as I could. And then I would write pages and pages and pages about, you know, because I just couldn't condense it into a paragraph. There was just too much. But no one ever told me not to. And sure. The staff really loved it.
What do people think of Novel Notes of Local Lore on your blog? You must have a growing fan base, myself included now.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you know, my best fan blog story is I was in downstate Illinois. My brother wanted me to go to this very rural auction. And, you know, I'm in the Chicago suburbs. And sure. So I went and he said, I'll get a ticket, you know, register. So I thought, oh, okay. So I went up to the desk and I was, you know, applying for a bidding ticket. And the woman behind the desk, it was like, you know, just like a folding table or something. Yeah. And she said, are you Michelle Cox, the writer? And I thought, wow, yes,
I am. I've arrived.
Yeah, exactly. And she said something that I did not expect. She said, I read your blog every week and I love it. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Didn't say anything about my books. She was a fan of the blog, period.
Well, but as am I now. I told you, you know, a few minutes ago that there is something there that seems to cry out for those stories so beautifully told to be gathered in between hard covers. You do, Michelle, before I let you go, you do now, you have a standalone novel coming out also in addition to the fifth in the series of Henrietta and Inspector Howard?
Well, yeah, I'm trying. I'm currently searching, querying an agent. It's going through a developmental edit right now, and I'm very hopeful that, you know, I'm close to getting that one.
Well, I cannot imagine. Tell me why you did that, because I can't imagine that Inspector Howard and Henrietta have run out of steam, because you were able in these first the three that I've read to come up with very interesting plots. Is it just something you wanted to stretch your wings a little in a standalone?
A little bit, and I'm hoping to. To be really honest, I mean, I'm trying to break into traditional publishing. because I would like to.
The funny thing is, such as it is in 2019, the whole model of publishing is just, I think, so fractured. And you're a talented writer, and I am confident you will succeed in the traditional world or whatever the new world lies out there. It's a pleasure meeting you over the phone. You will be at the Galena Public Library in beautiful downtown Galena on September 17th, which is Tuesday at 6 p.m. And you can explore Michelle further at michellecoxauthor.com, michellecoxauthor.com. Michelle, it's a pleasure to meet you on the phone. We will one day arrange for you to come in here so we can spend an hour talking about your characters. And I really love the fact the respect that you feel for stories of that have nothing to do with Instagram and Pinterest, but have to do with the fabulous decade of the 30s in Chicago. I have great, great respect for the way you respectfully treat the people who you're depicting. So thank you, and it's a pleasure to meet you. Have fun in Galena, and I'll make arrangements for you to come in here one night, okay?
I would love to.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I would, too. Thank you so much. Take care.
You're
again.
Welcome.
Again, she'll be in Galena on Tuesday at 6 p.m., and she can be found at michellecoxauthor.com. We'll be talking to a great friend of the show who was in here some time ago. She writes real fast-paced thrillers, many of which are set in some of Chicago's notable saloons. Catherine O'Connell, not the famous Irish singer, but the novelist, will be in here.